The Traveler's Journal, November 17th, recalling the opening of the Suez Canal. Anyone who thinks great canals are modern creations may be surprised to learn artificial waterways sliced through the sands of Suez some 40 centuries ago. Though today happens to be the anniversary of the 1869 opening of the present canal, the first navigation ditch dug across the desert was actually excavated around 2000 BC. It's been an issue of geopolitical conflict ever since. 100 miles across, the Isthmus of Suez defines the border of Africa and Asia and separates the Mediterranean from the Red Sea. Early Egyptians, Romans, Byzantines, Arabs, and Turks all maintained waterways across this otherwise trackless desert. In 1854, after centuries of disuse, the rights to build a new canal were won by a French engineer, Ferdinand de Lesseps. Construction began 5 years later, and with picks, shovels, and steam power, took a decade to complete. Since Suez never rises much above sea level, the modern canal needs no locks, nor does it follow the shortest route across. Instead, it connects a series of salty lakes. These days, up to 100 ships a day make the 15-hour transit from Port Said in the north to Suez in the south. Traffic moves in two large convoys, one northbound and one southbound each day. Most vessels move cargo, but the canal also sees its share of warships and cruise liners. Though there's little more to offer travelers than the romance invoked by its name, the canal still remains a shortcut between two worlds. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.